Welcome to this episode of Legends to Becoming Legendary. In this episode, I'll be talking about this quote that one of my mentors, one of the guys that I listen to, not saying never met him before, but I listen to his podcast, I listen to his YouTube channel, and that's the good brother E.T. Thompson. And on his first ever, like his first ever YouTube video, he said this one thing that always stuck with me, and I think it's a motivation to a lot of people, especially when you want to be successful. And the quote is, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. And that's one of the things that I took from that episode, is the fact of where, you know, he explained that when you're talking about being successful, when you're talking about wanting to make a difference in your life, when you're talking about really going after the things that you really want out of your life, you know, and trying to build something for your family, and trying to build something for your generation, hence that's the reason why it's called Legacy to Becoming Legendary, is the fact to where when you want something so bad, it takes your breath away. Like when you step up in the morning and you know, you do your meditation or your prayer or whatever, you're setting a goal out the next day, or setting a goal out that day, that morning. But when you stand up, and after you done wash your face and brush your teeth and look yourself in that mirror and saying, if I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, then I'm going to be successful. And now you taking that task and saying, okay, let's move. You saying this all to you, like you saying it to self, let's move. What's the goal for the day? And then you taking and putting those goals in your phone. You taking and put those goals on a calendar. You taking and writing those goals down. Like you taking putting a timer on the goals every day to say, boom, 8 o'clock, or 9 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, or 5 o'clock. As soon as you hit the floor, like, you know, even if, you know, sometimes it's to a point to where I know for myself, it's like, you know, I work a daily job. But I get off work and I work my other businesses. And sometimes I don't get to bed until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And I get right back up at 6 in the morning. Because I'm like, if I want this bad enough, before, you know, my breath leave my body, I want to be able to leave something. I want to be able to know that my track record and something that I can show my kids is the fact of where you have to want it as bad as you're breathing. You have to go and get it as bad as you're breathing. You have to want it, you know, when you look at your why, and that's the main thing, is looking at your why, looking at what you're doing it for, looking at who you're doing it for. Then you saying, okay, first of all, you know, I'm doing it first of all for me. Because I have to set me in the place to do this in order to be able to pass this down to my kids. Like the saying that if you're on a plane and the plane goes down and the breathing units come out, who do you save first, your kids or yourself? And the answer will be, I got to put the mask on me first before I can help others. So in order for you to help your kids or help your kids breathe, because if you start trying to help them breathe, you might get a mask on one person. But by the time the oxygen levels go up, you might not be able to breathe even to put the mask on anybody else to help anybody else out. So, you know, you have to want this success, and you have to want something. And I'm not just saying this just for me or just for anybody else. I'm saying it for me, too, because this right here, this podcast, like, legacy to become a legendary podcast that, you know, I'm doing is the fact to where it's something to hold me accountable. To go back and listen to the things that I say and look at the things that I'm doing and you know, because everybody got to hold each other accountable. You know, you might have accountability partners. You got a partner in the house. You know, if you're married like I am, you got a partner in the house. You know, that partner's going to hold you accountable in the teamwork that you guys have built. So, you know, just as well as you will hold her accountable, especially if, you know, if y'all are partnering and your wife's saying, baby, you know what, I got these bills right here, and you take these right here, and we're going to run this thing together and see each other, you know what I'm saying, because the extra money that we can build up, we can go and put it towards your business or put it towards whatever we're trying to do. But if that one person forgets to pay their portion or to do what they said they was going to do, and then you have to hold those people accountable. If you're doing something wrong and you know it's wrong and somebody knows that you was doing wrong, you got to hold that person accountable. You got to hold those people accountable. And when you wanted success and when you're talking about you want to do this as bad as you want to breathe, then you got to have that accountability. You got to say every morning, like, I got this. I want this as bad as I want to breathe. And when you see that you're doing this thing as bad as you want to breathe, it becomes a must. It ain't like no intimidation, no scarcity, no nothing. Like, once you beat the fear, and once you saying, okay, let me figure this thing out. What can I do? What do I want to do? What is one of those things that I want to do with my life? And especially with me, like I'm running, you know what I'm saying, Legendary Human Clothing and also Legacy Management Group LLC, which is real estate investor. And it gets tough. It gets weary, it's a lot of things that's basically fear. You know, I ain't got this. I ain't got enough of this. I ain't learned enough. What can I do? Like, but the biggest thing is to step out. The biggest thing is to move. Not saying go quit your job and because I want to run a business, so I'm going to go quit my job. Because you got to have, like, you also got to look at it to the point where, okay, let this job be the thing that pays my bills. But let me cut back to a point to where the things that I don't need, the things that I love the most, that ain't helping me, that ain't providing for me, that ain't saving me money, let me get rid of. Because that was one of the things that I had, that me personally, I had to do. Like paying for cable TV. I don't even watch TV. You know, like my kids don't even watch TV. You know, so I'm like, well, shoot, man, let me just get internet, because all they do is watch YouTube, or, you know, if you got Netflix, like, that's what they're going to watch every day anyway. You know, my wife watched Lifetime. Let's go get a Roku, $25, and then, you know what I'm saying, you can watch whatever you want to watch. Like, it cuts back on almost a $200 bill down to $50 a month. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm saving $150 that can go towards building credit, or, you know what I'm saying, paying off something else that need to be wiped out, making sure we tag teaming her credit, my credit, and trying to build something to where if something happens. See, one of the biggest things that you know what I'm saying, I look at is the fact to where when you're talking about being successful, and, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to build a legacy, you also got to talk about, you also got to look at the facts of what if something happened to me? What's going to happen with my family? What am I going to leave them? Because that's the biggest thing. That, like, if you talk to most people, and you, especially ones that want to be successful, it ain't the monetary things that they're looking for. Like, yeah, everybody want to have some money in the bank or live comfortable and you know what I'm saying? And just be able to move when you want to move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my biggest thing is freedom. Not punching somebody else's clock. You know what I'm saying? Not somebody telling me when I can take a vacation, when I can't take a vacation. Right now, at this moment, I still work for somebody. But I'm also making plays to where I can get out of working for somebody. And this is the biggest the thing about this podcast is the fact that where it's to motivate, to inspire, to give you an affirmation, to be able to say every morning. Or if you already got affirmations, that, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. Like, man, it's like you just have to hold on to it. And you have to repeat, because like they say, habits form. It takes 20 days to form a habit. And if you do something for 20 days, it forms that habit. And it become one of those things that it's you ain't even got to think of. You're going to do it. It's a repetition. You're going to do it without even thinking. Like when you go to a job, once you learn that job, it probably take you maybe a month or so. It may take you, you know what I'm saying, 2 months. But once you go to that job and you start doing something every day, the same thing every day, and every single day, it becomes repetition. So now you ain't even got to think about it when you walk into, you know, your job. You're going to go clock in. Go straight to what you're doing. If you got to put your gear on whatever jobs you doing, you're going to go straight to doing that same thing. So when it become that repetition, or it become that thing that became that habit, like you can sit around and you can conversate while still doing that same job, because it's embedded in your brain. So when you're talking about you saying to yourself every day, you know, if you know, I want as bad as I want to breathe, then I know I'm going to be successful. And you keep saying that. You keep saying that every day. You saying this every day. You every morning, throughout the day. You know, like, and you start working on that. You start working on that thing, that dream, that everything that you want to do. And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes learning. And it also takes getting with people that's already done did that, that they're doing that type of business and being successful. Sometimes it takes finding that mentor. Sometimes it takes paying for a mentor. Everything ain't for free. Yeah, you can learn a lot of stuff on YouTube and, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of free books and, you know, things like that, which, yeah, you still got to pay for a book. But the fact that where, like, you want to set yourself in a position with whatever that gift, whatever that talent, whatever that dream, whatever that thing that you want to do to make yourself successful, you got to find people in them areas, regardless if it's, you know, you rolling through Facebook, you get in a group on Facebook, or you talking to people that's in your area or in your state or whatever. Like, you just getting with these people and saying, how did you do it? How can I learn how to do this and be successful? Because there are a lot of successful people in the things that you do that's willing to give out the knowledge. You might have to shift through all of the bull, you know, all the ones that feel like you competition. Everybody ain't out here to be your competition. Some people do want you to win. Some people do want to see other people win. You just have to swift through and find those people that saying, okay, you know what? I want you to win. I know I'm not gonna be in here long enough. I want to see somebody else. I want to be able to say, damn, that brother getting it. Damn, that sister getting it. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of knowledge I did here, a little bit of things I helped them here. You know what? They took it and ran with it. And that's the thing about being successful, is the fact where you don't know it all. I don't know it all. But my thing is, and one of the things I've learned by sitting in the room with real estate investors and going to meetups and going to, you know what I'm saying, shows, you know, fashion shows and streetwear shows and, you know, going to these events and going to these, even now to some of these free events. they get, even though the free events give you bits and pieces, you got to pay for the other stuff. But you, it, they might be something in those bits and pieces that may say, that may trigger something in your mind that may tell you, say, well, dang, that's all I needed right there. Like, I knew this thing, but that's all I needed right there to push my thing to the next level. Like I heard one of my mentors say, you got to, in order to be, you got to open your mind. You got to relearn. You got to unlearn and relearn. So, yeah, you might know something, but you always be the dumbest person in the room, especially with people that know more than you. That's then did it. That's been successful in it. You got to be the, because when you become the dumbest in the room, then you're able to, they're more subjective to giving you that knowledge. But when you walk in the room, oh, I already know this. Then when you do step into that presence, it's all about your presence. So when you do step into the presence and you know what I'm saying, you might walk up and say, you know, yeah, oh, I already know this, but you're going to walk up and say, yeah, I want to meet this guy. It's your presence that's going to make him say, nah, you know, like, yeah, I'll meet you, I'll take a picture with you, but I ain't giving you, because you're going to ask a question, and because of your presence, they ain't going to want to give it to you. So you got to be that dumbest person in the room. You got to be that person to say, even though you know it, let me unlearn what I think I've learned, and so I can relearn what I already think I know. Because when you unlearn it, and then you sit down and they tell you something, even though you know it, it might be something that you're missing within that thing that you know. So being successful, you know what I'm saying, and trying to be successful and wanting to be successful, you got to learn the things that where you're trying to go day in, day out, night, day, and then you got to put that thing in action. That's when I was saying, like, yeah, you look in the mirror and say, if I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, then I'll be successful. Then you step in the way and say, okay, what's goal number one for the day? What's first step for me today? And then when you got that free time, even though you clocking in, you got that lunch time, you got that free time, you know what I'm saying? You take a sit back, do some little research. You ain't always got to conversate with, because like they say, you know what I'm saying, if you're around five broke people, you're going to be the sixth. So when you sit around and say, you know what, okay, let me rearrange my circle. Let me find the positivity that, you know, instead of sitting around those people that's always talking about dumb shit that don't mean nothing, shit that ain't taking care of my family, nothing, stuff that ain't put no money in my bank account. Let me figure out the even if it takes me going by my being by myself, because sometimes you have to sit back and look at, like, dang, why I'm sitting here? This ain't what my plan. This ain't what the goal was for today. This ain't what I was supposed to do for today. So now you got to redirect yourself back to what you said when you woke up and after you brushed your teeth and you washed your face and you looked yourself in the mirror and said, if I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, then I'll be successful. So now success, it means, okay, you know what I'm saying, when you want to be successful, sometimes, you understand, you'll drop the party in. You'll drop the club in. You'll drop the hanging out. You'll drop, because you're saying, okay, what am I celebrating? Right now at this moment, if I walk in and I clock into this just over broke, a.k.a. job, because that's all that stands for, just over broke. So if I'm clocking in this just over broke, not knowing at any moment these people can shut the door. I had my homeboy, one of my homeboys, it happened to him. Shut the doors down on him. No explanation. Like, yeah, they gave a little money. You know what I'm saying? They gave a little money just to say, okay, thank you for your work, but you ain't got no job the next day. But when that run out, what happens? What happens next? Like, you got to understand, like, these people, you know what I'm saying, there's no reason to, because when you clock in every day, You got to look at it this way. I'm making that man, I'm fulfilling that man's dream. That you fulfilling something when you clock in somebody else's job. And I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to me too. I work a job too. And I know that they bullshit on my job every day. Even though I got a lot of freedom on my job. I got a lot of freedom to ride around and go to different states and go to different cities and stuff like that. But I'm still making somebody else rich. I'm still fulfilling somebody else's dream. Because all they're going to do is pay me a portion. Pay me a portion of what they make. Not only that, if your job like my job to where I don't have to clock out for lunch because they automatically get it. So when you're sitting back and you're saying, okay, I'm making this amount of money every hour. Yeah, they taking out 30-minute lunch every day. I never see it. It ain't nothing to complain about. It's cool. I ain't got to worry about clocking out and then forgetting to clock back in and I'm losing more than what I'm supposed to. But you do the math. Not on top of that, you think about the miscellaneous money that you don't ever know that they taking from you. Because you might see, well, shoot, I cleared out a G this week. But not thinking about when you actually do the math and you actually look at your pay stub and you see all of the miscellaneous stuff. My job might be a little different than y'all's. But it's the fact of where I'm like, dang, I'm fulfilling this man's dream to get a portion. Just to get enough to say, okay, this will pay my bills. Like I said, a job is just over broke. So, yeah, you going out and you working and working because you ain't hustling. You ain't grinding. You working. When you talking about you hustling and you grinding, you hustle after your day job. And you grind to keep whatever you doing. So you think about you clock out, you going in there, you say, man, fuck, you know, I'm going out to the bare essentials. If I don't need it, I'm knocking it down. Now you looking at, okay, dang, I'm saving a little bit of money this month. You know what I'm saying? Where I've been paying out everything and I barely have anything in my savings account. Now I'm sitting there stacking that bread. Now I'm learning everything about how to get the LLC, how to get the business license, how to get all of the things that I need to make this business start. In the beginning, you won't really need all of those things because you got to have proof of concept. Like with my brand, even with Legendary Human Clothing, for a few years, you know, I didn't go and apply for the trademark. Why? Because of the fact that where if you got to see where that business go. And a trademark ain't cheap. You're talking about anywhere from, you know, and once you get a lawyer, you're talking anywhere from $5 to $1,000 to maybe get approved. That's what they don't tell you. Because they got to do a search, and it takes a year. It takes almost 6 months to a year in order for it to get approved. Yeah, you can use the TM marks while it's in progress. But you might get out there, put your name out there, didn't do no research or make sure nobody else ain't got that same name or anything that even resemble the name. And you get out there and you say, well, shoot, you know, I'm going to run with this name because this is my name. I'm going to run with it. Didn't do no research. Then you come to find out, you get denied. Now, you done put up all that money. 6 months go by. You get a letter from the IRS stating that, or the Trademark Commission stating that, well, we can't approve your name because somebody else has already got this name. That's money down the drain. Now you got to turn around and do that all over again. And that's the reason why I say, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you got a business and you come up with a name, and you know what I'm saying? And this is all in being it's being successful. Is the fact that where you got to do your research. That should be the next goal after you figure out that's what you want to do. My goal is, okay, my first goal, let me figure out, I come up with this name and this idea. Now, let me figure out what can I do to make sure this name ain't already taken. You got a lot of sites that'll tell you that, domain names. Like, you got GoDaddy and all of these other domain places to tell you if that name is already being used, if the website is being used. Now that's your first step. You go ahead, okay, let me go ahead and buy this for 2 years. Next step is like, okay, now what other information I can find out? With me, with Legendary Human Clothing, it was like, okay, let me figure out, I already got the name, I already bought the domain, I already bought the state trademark. So now within my state, I can use this. I'm not going to go for the federal trademark yet until, because believe me, nobody is going to steal your stuff. Like, they don't even know who you are. So when you're looking at the fact where, man, I don't want nobody to steal my name, I don't want nobody to steal blah, 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 it doesn't even matter. There's no proof of concept. Nobody's going to steal something that's, you know, I don't want nobody to steal my designs. It's never your design. Somebody always thought of that. Somebody always had that. You can take and recreate it and add this and add that and make it your own. But there's never nothing new under the sun. So you step out, you do your research because you're saying you want to be successful. You got to have knowledge in order to be successful. People say, yeah, knowledge is power. No. It's the use of knowledge that's power. If you just reading books and gaining knowledge and ain't using it, then what is it? You just know a lot of shit. You just got a lot of shit on your mind. But if you take what you're reading and say, okay, or take what you find out and put some legwork to it, put some action to it, like people need to understand, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard as hell. Because you got to be able to go through the process. You got to be able to take the goods and the bads, the losses and the wins. You got to. Because if it was made easy every time you knocked on the door and that door opened for you, every time you knocked it open, like you ain't have to hit but one knock or hit one doorbell. But most of the time when you go to people's houses and you ring their doorbell once, they don't even come to the door. Not the first time. I'm in a business to where I, you know what I'm saying, the job that I do right now, sometimes I have to ring people doorbells because I might have to get in their backyards. So I need people to come to the door to let me know that there ain't no dog back there. But I've had instances to where I ring the doorbell one time, nobody comes. I ring it a second time, nobody comes. I knock on the door. I know somebody there. You can see the light. You can see the car in the driveway. That's the same thing with being successful. Sometimes you're going to knock on doors that ain't going to open for you. Don't get discouraged about that. Keep knocking. Keep moving. Sometimes you have to redirect that knock or redirect and figure out, okay, am I knocking wrong? I might be giving a soft knock when I need to give a police knock. Or I might be giving a police knock when I need to give a soft knock. Like, you have to adjust in the environment. But you also, you have to sit back and you have to say, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, it's rough, but I'm going to keep these boots strapped up. I'm going to go through all seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to adjust with the season. Like, we look at the seasons right now. We adjust with the seasons. Like, And that's the thing, like, you have to adjust with what you're trying to do. You have to move. Sometimes you have to alter some things. You have to do some things to make this happen. You got to move a different way. And then sometimes it's just the environment you're in. Like, I see some people that, oh man, I'm moving out. This day ain't nothing here. I'm moving out. This day ain't nothing here. People don't support you. People don't blah, blah, blah. But you got to do proof of concept. You don't know if people support if you ain't never put it out there. If you out doing certain things, you put it out there and you might get with a brother. You know what I'm saying? That say, okay, you know what? You can come do this at here. We'll see what happens. And you see, like, oh shoot, you know, people came out, blah blah blah. Like, okay, this might move. You're getting proof of concept. So now, you know what I'm saying? If you do this 3 or 4 times and then you getting it, you got proof of concept. So now it's saying, okay, now you'll notice. You know, sometimes it'll start to die down. So now that's when the time is saying, okay, now it's time to take this to another city, see what happens. Let me put the flyers out there. Let me go and scope out the certain place. Let me go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get all those areas, talk to some people, set up, do this, do that. Like, it, you know what I'm saying, to see what happens. The same way with me and my clothing line, like, I have to go and talk to these people in the store to see, okay, like, I got to find out all the information to see what it would take for my brand to get there. Because I'm trying to see, like, okay, this right here happens. This right here happens. I can do this right here to do this. I can go to this event right here. I can do more marketing, more of this, more. Like, this thing ain't about y'all. It's about me. Like I said, holding myself accountable. So, like I said, man, like, in order to see yourself successful, you got to believe it. You got to be able to have that thing in your mind that's saying, or repeat to yourself to daily and look at yourself. Don't be afraid to look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I fucked up. Like, I fucked up. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. So now it's time to now let me redirect myself, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you might get thrown off and do something, you know what I'm saying? You would know you were supposed to do one thing, but then you turn around and got to do, you did end up doing something else, and it was totally opposite of what you were supposed to been doing. There ain't no point of downing yourself and beating yourself up about it, like, dang, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Fuck, I messed up. Okay, yeah, you messed up. You took accountability for how you messed up. Now turn that thing back around the next day. So you know what? No matter what, because believe it or not, there's always distractions that's coming in to take over. Always. Like, there's always a distraction. And because when you're trying to, when you're trying to do something for you, and you're trying to do what you need to do, is always that distraction. Always. If it ain't somebody calling you to tell you some information, if it ain't somebody calling you to ask you something and you get on a conversation, or if it ain't work, you know, if it could be anything. And it takes you right away from the thing that you had for that day. Like, my biggest thing was, okay, throughout my day, while I'm at work, you know, I run my investment business. So, you know, I'm making calls, I'm calling, I do a lot of off-market deals. I find a lot of off-market deals, a lot of abandoned houses, a lot of vacants, pre-foreclosures that people getting ready to go through foreclosure. And I try to serve to help in that situation so it won't mess up their credit, or, you know, help them in a different situation and put them in a better position. So, you know, I get to, you know, I make phone calls every day. I got a SRM system, SMS system that runs out, send out text blasts to different homeowners that's in tax default, that's getting ready to lose their properties to the county or over taxes. And I mean, it be 15 to, I mean, I've seen upwards to $13,000 in back taxes, if not more. So you try to figure out a plan and you try to figure out a way to be able to serve and help those people. And a lot of people get in there. I found that there's a lot of people that get tired. They buy a house and then after a few years, they get tired of it. They don't want to do the maintenance no more. They don't want to cut grass no more. They thought it was going to be pleasant when they bought the house, and now they see that it was more of a headache. Like, you will be surprised of the people. They go out, they got approved for $280,000. They go and get a house for $280,000. Now they can't make the payments on the house. And you know, loss of a job, wanting to move. Like, you hear all the stories when you in the investment field. And then you turn around and you look back and you say, okay, if one person called and I'm hung up on somebody else talking about information that don't really matter, now I'd have missed that opportunity to be able to serve and help that person in this situation. Like, I make calls and stuff throughout my day because I'm in a car all day long. You know what I'm saying? I ride around and, you know, all day long. So I'm able to make calls. I got a computer in my car and, you know what I'm saying? So I'm able to flip back and forth and watch my text blast, my SMS blast, and see who texts back about their properties. And then I can respond back to them right in my car, you know what I'm saying, from my computer. And, you know, it was this one particular person that normally calls every day. So it got to a point to where it was like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a distracting thing. Because it takes away from what I was already doing. So you have to look back and you have to say, okay, if I want to be successful, sometimes I'm going to have to let people go. Sometimes I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, look at this as like, yo, like, if it ain't nothing positive and all you got to bring me is negativity, then nah, bro, I don't need it. Like, because you already know that you want to be successful. You trying to make it somewhere. You trying to gain freedom. You trying to be able to say, I ain't got to worry about putting in no vacation time, sending it up before so it can go up to the next person before they can even approve me to take that vacation. In the field I'm in, they say, oh, yeah, you want to save your vacation until, you know, wintertime when the slow seasons come or blah, blah, blah. But summertime, you know, you want to take your kids on a vacation. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you want to take some days off just to re-rest your mind and just to not think about the bull or anything else. So you take and say, you know what, shoot, this summer I'm going to take me a vacation. I'm going to take my kids somewhere, blah, you know, we're going to go have some fun. And you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just go on most of the time, most people, man, like, you want to go on a five-day vacation. You want to go somewhere where you can just sit back and relax. Like, your bills is paid up. Like, you getting everything set up just for those 5 days. Like, you saying, you know, most people take a 3-day vacation. They go leave on a Friday morning, come back on a Sunday evening or something like that. That ain't a vacation. That's just a getaway. Vacation, when you able to sit back from 5 days and just say, okay, to a point to where you get homesick. To you, like, man, now I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But you like, that's a vacation. Like, and when you want to take your kids to places where, or take yourself to a place to where you ain't never been before. Everybody go to the beach. I mean, you know, some people go to Miami, some people go to Georgia, some people go to New York. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when you're talking about Jamaica and the Bahamas and Hawaii and Cali, and You know what I'm saying? Even down to, you know what I'm saying, like Dubai and places like that, you know, Italy and, you know, like places like that. Like, that's when you're talking vacation. That's when you're saying, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm trying to be successful for. To where if it's just me and my wife and say, baby, you know what? We're gonna go here for a whole week. And we ain't gotta worry about asking nobody. Because when you're on a job, you got to ask somebody, can you go? Is it okay for me to go? But when you start building that freedom, you talking about you built success, then you talking about I can go when I want to. That's all into that. Like, you can look at your bank account and say, I ain't got, like, if something happened right now, this day, I got it. If my car break down today, I got it. If my kids get sick, I can chill until they get better. If they need to go to the doctor, the dentist, whatever, you got it. You ain't got to worry about, dang, if I spend this money, then this gonna take it from this bill, and you like, or if I take this vacation, then dang, I got to pay this bill next week. Like, that ain't no way, because when you go on a vacation, dude, you don't want to be worrying about, you don't want to go and worry about them bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my light's going to get cut off because of, like, yeah, you know for a fact, like, you got to grow, you grow up. Like, you got to say, okay, what comes first, these bills or this vacation? And if the you sit back, you say, nah, let me get these bills out the way, and then we'll take that vacation. You know what I'm saying? We'll stack the bread up for that. But when you become successful and you start building freedom, then you can say, man, my bills paid up. I got a whole account just for bills. I already know, as long as I keep money in that account, them bills come out, they're gonna get paid. Now you're able to get the things that you want. You're able to move like you want. You know what I'm saying? Even if you working, you working and you building that money on the side, you hustling and you hustling in that business and you grinding in that business to keep that mug afloat. And then you turn around and you say, well, I'm still gonna work because I got some benefits right here. I'm just gonna work right here enough to get me to where my business is making me the money, if what I make a year, if not more. And then when that business start pushing to where you cannot work no more, then you say, man, you know what? I'm going to fire my boss. Because now I'm successful. It don't mean you go out and buy a brand new car, or a brand new house, or try to get you a Bentley, or just to say you're successful, because that's not success. That's stupidity. Like, if your business making 100 grand a year and you go and buy a $100,000 car, you ain't made nothing. You back at square one. But if you saying, you know what, bump to try to show off, try to show people what I got, I'm doing it for me. But if my business making 100 grand a year, now what can I invest to make that 100 grand turn into 200 grand? If it's going to buy property, if it's going to buy a 4-unit apartment complex, if it's going to do all of that, all of those things. If it's going to invest in weed stocks, anything, cryptocurrency, I mean, like, anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's got to be one of those things that's going to bring, that's going to up that 100,000, because now you're saying, okay, I'm making 200 grand a year. Now that 100,000 right there can pay for that car if I want it, or these other investments can pay for that, what I want. I ain't got to go out here and use all of my money, all the business money to pay for a vehicle or to pay for that house. Now I'm gonna let these investments pay for it. Now you're seeing the success of where you started from, because you started at you got up every morning to go and make somebody else's dream come true. To look yourself in the mirror and telling yourself, if I wanna succeed as bad as I wanna breathe, then I'm gonna be successful. And then you started taking step by step every day, step by step, step by step. You never stop, because you're saying, I'm not gonna stop until I see something happen. I'm going to knock until something open, until multiple doors open. And now you're starting to see the fruit from that success. Because it was all in the process. The tears, the pain, the scratch marks, the everything. The bumps in the road that you took that was harder, that was deeper than what you thought. The mistakes that you made, like, damn, I shouldn't have did that one. You know, after you saying, well, I think this might be a good idea to make this a move, and then you turn around and that wasn't the move to make. You're like, fuck, I made the wrong move. Let me step back. Now let me make this turn right here. You know what I'm saying? Where you made that turn, you're like, damn, I got to turn around and go back the other way. Now you turn around and went back the other way. Now you seem like, oh, shoot, that's the turn I should have made. But you didn't know it until you made it. That's what success is. There's some turns that you're going to make that you will never, like, you'll be like, God dang it. I knew I should have went the other way. But your first thought was to make that right turn. We should have made that left turn. But nobody knew to make that left turn until you made the left turn. But sometimes that's where our mentors come into play at. It's because when you get ready to make that right turn, that mentor gonna say, "Nah, don't make that right turn. Make that left." Because I made that right turn and I had to turn around and come back and make that left. Now it helps your learning curve. That comes in, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to be successful, this is what I got to do. I got to find people. I got to pay people. I got to pay people for the knowledge. I got to pay people for the turns that I'm going to make that might be wrong. And that's why you find those people that's helping you in those areas. Like, okay, this is what I did. I did this, but, okay, you know what I'm saying? Make this one. Because I made that turn, and I know where it put me at, and I had to come back. I had to start over. So, you know what I'm saying? Even down to teaching your kids, like, we all grew up. We parents. We all got, you know, kids that we look at and that we trying to train. Yeah, they're going to be rebellious. Yeah, they're going to be hard-headed. Yeah, they're going to do, like, when you come from, you know what I'm saying, you got elementary, and now you got teenagers. Teenagers start smelling themselves, feeling themselves, and you got, and then on top of that, when you get them 18, 19, 20 year olds, and yeah, they supposed to be trying to make a way, and you're supposed to be done taught them how to make those moves, but sometimes they get out and they want to make their own moves and see, like, well, I ain't, I'm gonna go my way, until they have to come back and say, dang, you know what, I messed up. I know from experience, you know, like, they come back and they say, dang, y'all was right. You was right. Oh, yeah. Okay, now let's readjust and let's make this move. So that's all I'm saying, like, with this podcast and you know what I'm saying, and sitting back, and it's just a motivational thing to be able to help and to be able to say, okay, I'm on the journey with y'all. I'm on this same journey. This is accountability for me. So now, you know what I'm saying? Like you take this and you take, you know what I'm saying, this affirmation and this saying, and you apply, like, every morning, like every day. All, if you have to do it all day, you have to do it under your breath. You have to think it, like, no, you take this and you say, if I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, and then I will be successful. And grind at that joint. Grind at that dream or that vision that you have, that talent that you have. Like, don't worry about where you at. Worry about where you can go. It ain't the place, it's you. Because if you already saying, man, it, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to move to a different place, then you ain't knocked on enough doors. Sometimes you got to kick in doors to where doors have been slammed. Not only should you want to sit at the table, but you want to be able to make your own table. Sometimes you got to sit at the table in order to make your own table. Because there might be knowledge at that table that you don't know that can help you build your own table. Everything comes with knowledge. Everything comes with learning. Everything comes with, you know, trying to get to that next level. You always got to be able to get, but you got to complete the first level in order to get to the fifth level. Everybody got to crawl before they walk. But when you make it in your mind and you pour it in your mind that I want to be successful, I know what I have to do to be successful, and you write those things down and you really knock on doors and you really kick doors down, then you know you finna be successful. You always got to know, I don't care what kind of distractions come your way, you always got to know that I'm going to be successful. As long as I put my all and my blood, sweat, and tears in it is, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to make it. I'm going to move. I'm going to kill it. Bump what everybody else say. Bump if the next man doing the same thing I'm doing. Oh, bro, what you learn? Bro, what you learn? Let's tag team. Like, we might can do some type of business together. As long as that shit on the up and up, as long as they 100, like, okay, boom, bro. Like, you doing your thing, I see you. Bro, you doing your thing, I see you. Let's race. Let's get there. Because everybody needs some motivation. Everybody needs somebody to see somebody to say, okay, we got this. Not, damn, bro, like that man, he moved past bet faster than me. Nah, bro, congratulations, bro. I'm on my way. I see you up there. Then we'll be able to break bread together after we get there. We'll be able to talk about all of the bull that happened on the journey up here. Because now we're successful. Now we can sit back and like, bro, you want to go on vacation? Nah, let's go, bro. Let's do it. Because we both here. It ain't a competition. Let's run it. Just some people move a little bit quicker than others. Some people knocking on a lot more doors than other people. Hell, some people kicking down doors. They making their way in there. In order to be successful, you got to make your way in there. You got to push through when people saying, nah. Okay. Aggravate the shit out of them. I'm going to call you back. I'll call you back tomorrow. Or, nah, let me keep calling. Let me keep calling. Let me keep pressing. Let me keep pushing. It ain't a competition out here, bro. Like, the only competition you need to make is with yourself. Okay, I conquered this today. Let me see how far I can push myself tomorrow. Let me see how far I can push myself the next day. Let me see how much later I can stay up the next day. And because you don't need 8 hours of sleep. You get 4 hours of sleep, you good. Like, you hear a lot of people say, I rest when I'm dead. No, you take that rest and regroup. You sit back and you pick a day and say, okay, I done killed it all week, even on Saturday. Let me rest and regroup to see how I can attack this next thing. And then, man, you go and kill it. Because then you're making a way to where you can say, well, if I want to go party on Saturday because I know I'm successful, I know it. Now I got something to really celebrate. I got something to really celebrate. It don't take you don't need a celebration when you conquer that first goal. That's what you're supposed to do. When you conquer that second goal, that's what you're supposed to do. The celebration come in is when you done went through all the pain and the hurt and everything else. Now you able to build it to where now it's automated. All you got to do is step in the room, give direction, say, okay, boom, I'm hiring this person to watch this. Now you able to sit back and see what the people that you work for see. But you also got to be a giver in all of that. You also got to be able to be okay with people saying they got a dream too. And helping those people. A lot of companies and a lot of people don't help other people because they don't want you to go. Because you're making them too much money. That's all I'm saying, man. It's like, look yourself in the mirror, bro, and You know what I'm saying? And if you put this in your mind and you saying, you know, every day, if I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, then I'll be successful. You will be successful. You will be where you want to be. You will be that person that you want to be. You just have to own it. You just have to say it. You just have to implant it in your mind. And, bro, from that right there, you will kill it. But this is the end of the episode, man. I hope y'all got some encouragement, man, on this Monday, bro. I hope this was something to help you move through the week. And I'll be dropping different ones, different subjects, different subject matters every day. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, 20 days it become a habit. So I want to be able to drop an episode every single day to help people throughout the week, to help people throughout their journey, even to help me. It's helping me out through my journey. And, man, and this is a legacy to become legendary podcast. And take this quote, take this affirmation. If I want to succeed as bad as I want to breathe, then I'll be successful. Y'all be easy, man, and go crush it on this day. Go crush it on this Monday morning. Crush the week. Crush the year. 2020 is your year. 2020, it ain't just a saying. You got to believe it. You got to work hard at it. It's just the middle of January. You got to work hard at it. You got to kill it because you got the days. You got the time. So go crush it, man. And I'll see you at the top, and we can break bread together. I'm out.